Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Chavav, and we are on Chav Hei Amabez, here in the third parak, Hamapeles Chaticha. So again, this parak is all about different types of items and pieces of matter and Leida and Nida that comes out of a woman. We're not sure if it's a Leida, we're not sure if it's Nida. And we've been speaking about Sandal, Mapela Sandal. That's what the Mishnah said on Chof Dalet Amabez. The Mishnah said, Hamapela Sandal Oshilya, then one has to be Machmer, Teshev Lazachar, Valana Keva. And we mentioned that a Sandal is some type of a twin that was crushed by its the one that's with it, and therefore we have to treat it as a leida. We just don't know what it is because it's crushed, so you have to be machmer for zachar for nekeva. And as we mentioned already in the Rashi on the Mishnah, based on the Gemara that we're about to have, the nafkamina is really only if the other, viable child is a zachar. If it's a nekeva, then it won't make a difference anyway, because even if this is a zachar, then it's subsumed under the days of the other one. So that's based on the Gemara that we're about to have right now. Okay, so the Gemara says in the third wide line on Chaf Hei Amabez, Lama Iskiru Sandal. Why is there an afkamina? What do we have to know that we have to treat a sandal, the crushed twin, with the chumras of Zachor Nekeva? Follow Ein Sandal Sheinim Ovlad. A sandal is always with a twin, and therefore, why is it that the Mishnah has to tell us the halacha? We already know. Whatever the vlad is, the other one, you have to hold of, for that one as a leida. So two answers. Number one, id is yalida nekeva bahadei hachanami. You're right. If the other one was a girl, then there's nothing to talk about. There's no halacha, because even if this one is a girl, so then it's the same exact days. If this one is a boy, so then it's included. Right, you have one week of tumah for a boy. So you have 2 weeks of tumah for a girl. You have 33 days for a boy. You have 66 for a girl. So it's all included anyway, and it won't make a difference. Hacha, mayaskinin is yalad zachar bahadeh. What happens if the one that is viable is a male? So then the chiddush is that we have to assume that maybe this other one, the sandal, was a female. Why is that a chiddush? Ma de tema, since we're going to learn in a couple of days again also. Hov amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Ami, isha mazras chilo yelez zachar, ish mazriyat chilo yelez nekeva. We'll have to talk about what exactly this is, but if the woman is mazriya, sends out her seed, her egg, as we'll talk about first, then it's a male, and if the man, then it's a female. So then here, somebody was mazriya tchila. So if the one that's viable is a male, so you have to assume that the isha was mazriya tchila. So you might assume that the other one is also midaha zachar hanami zachar. So maybe we should just be able to assume they're both a zachar, and therefore just treat the sandal also like a zachar. Kamash balan emashem nizriya bavasachas hay zachar madakeva. No, maybe it happened at the same time. Therefore, one is not that is going to be one or the other. It's going to be either or, and therefore maybe one was a zachar, one was a nekeva, and that's why we have to. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that sandal can be a nekeva even if the viable one is a zachar. That's answer number one. Tosfos discusses here a machlokes that he quotes that he has with Rashi. Again, we'll have to see this later on. It comes up in the Masechta. It seems like an unusual machlokes. It seems like a machlokes in Metzius. Okay, we'll have to figure out exactly can that be. Tosfos seems to have an argument with Rashi. Can a woman become pregnant once she's already pregnant? Well, that's what the Tosfos here seems to discuss. And he relates it to this Gemara. The Gemara says, oh, it must be the shame is Yuba Vasachas, one Zachar, one Akeva. But according to Rashi elsewhere, who says that even if a woman is pregnant, so then she can become permanently pregnant again. So why did the Gemara just answer that? Maybe it came from two Bias, two pregnancies, and that's why one might be a Zachar, one might be a Akeva. Not Dafka that they're Bavasachas. Ratos is on the fourth line. Avalapirish Rashi, Shapirish Gabi, Gimel Nashim, Shamshas, Bamoch. Mu'beres, Shema, Te'ase, Ubara, Sandal, Shivlat, Achron, Mima'ech, Tzur, Harishona, Vahade, Isha, Choseres, Mizaberes, Haino, Ben Kayama. So what is how does Rashi read this Gemara? So maybe it's talking about a case where you know there wasn't a second Bia. So if you know there wasn't a second Bia, then you have to know it's all from one Bia, and therefore it would have to be a case with of the chash of Hazra b'basachas. The Ritva says maybe there's a different Girsa in the Gemara here that Rashi said. But the Aruch Haner here discusses, the Gemara says here, the Gemara's Havamin is really that you might think if one's a Zachar, the other one's a Zachar. Most twins in the world, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Look around. I should say, many twins in the world are one Zachar, one Akeva. Right? So what's the course Havamina here? He says, "Hey, chzakatay dechlomar mitahaz zachar anami zachar hari meisim bechal yom shenoldu toomim zachar v'nekeva." Just meisim bechal yom. Va'od, he says, "Look, come on, that we're going to learn this gemara about ishmazras chila." He says, what about the gemara that in Baba Basra and Chazal tell us that there was a twin tooma nolda im Binyamin?" And Tosa says that all the shvatim were born with twin girls. So, you see, it's not only reality, even it was reality then. Right, so what exactly, how are we supposed to approach this? And then he says, okay, maybe according to Rashi, it was two pregnancies. Rashi only says that it could happen if one is a nefel, but if there are two ben kayamas, it won't happen. Still, because says Erech Laner, okay, we're not reading the whole thing here, he says maybe it depends on the type of twins that we're talking about. What are there two types of twins? Identical and non-identical, fraternal. So the identical ones, we know that splitting of one egg and one zera, so then that has to be either both zachar or both nekeva. But obviously non, so then it's two eggs, two was zera. And if one could be a zachar, one could be a nekeva. So that's what he says, that's how maybe you have to understand this gemara. If you have a zachar nekeva, then obviously it's a raya. The shteim is yubav asachas because it was two. Aval hava amina de yozer shchiach sho ha'echa levad zera vatipo nechlach l'shnayim. Gets into identical twins. Lachin hecha de leka hochacha de shem is yubabas achas. Hava amina de yoser amina de echad zara. Vatipa nechlak lishnayim. Va'oz, and if that's true, then if this is zachar, that's a zachar. Kamash malan, that's not so shriach, more than is yubabas achas. And therefore the Gemara says, maybe is yubabas achas two eggs, two sperms, and therefore, one could be a zachar, one could be in a keva. Maybe that's the shaklavataria here, says the Aruch Laner, about, the different types of twins that could be possible. Okay. That's the first answer, though. What's the chiddush of sandal? If the other one's a zachar, if the live one is a zachar, then you still have to be choshed that this was in a cave. Good. And don't think that it was midaha zachar and ami zachar because of the rule of Isha Mazras. Or, as the Aruch Laner says, I don't think that since one's a zachar, the other one's a zachar because identical twins have to be the same gender. Kamash malan, that we're choshed for the other possibility as well. Davar acher, or a second possibility, why does it say sandal? If the viable one is a zachar anyway, so says, or what's the possibility? So the Gemara says the following. In Teled, meaning if the keva one is the viable one, then it shouldn't make enough gemina. So why would we the chiddush of telling us that sandal yet to be choshesh for zachar and a keva? Davar acher, shim Teled nekeva lefne shkia sachama. Vissandal acher shkia sachama. What if the woman is having twins right before shkia? And one of them is born before Shkia, Nekeva, and one of them is born after Shkia, so then, Mona, Tchilas Nida LaRishon, V'chilas Nida LaAchron. The Chiddush is, the Yathvi Choshesh, that the Sandal is also, give the Chumers of Zachar and Nekeva, but also it might be a Nekeva. And therefore, what do we machmir? What do we machmir about? Let's say a woman has a Re'iyah right after Yemei Tahara. Right? She had a Nekeva, so we have 14 and 66. What about on day 81, she has a Re'iyah? So if you just focus on the first baby, the baby that was born before Shkia, then now this is Nida, right? Her 80 days are over, and now this is Yimei Nida. If the sandal was a Nekeva, then this is still Yimei Tohar. And the next time she has a Re'iyah, let's say 8 days after that Re'iyah, day 81, she has a Re'iyah. So is that going to be Nida? Is that going to be Zava? Right, so if the only had the first baby, then this one is going to be Zava. If you had the second baby, the Sandal, then this one will be Psichas Nida, because the first Re'iyah, day 81, was still Yumei Toar. So basically the Gemara says, you have to be Machmir across the board, to assume that it's a problem. You have to assume the first one is Nida, you have to refer the second one is also Nida. Not a Zava, and therefore you can just have one, Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom. Maybe this is Nida, and therefore you have to have 7 days, not Nakia, but 7 days. And therefore, says the Gemara, that's the Nafkamina of saying they have to be Choshesh that the Sandal is in a Keva, right? Because maybe the Yimei Toar didn't finish yet, and that will create Chumras for the way that she counts her days. And again, as Rashi quotes her on the first white line, Ubahach Yavi Mikul Kelas, as we had earlier, she doesn't know. when she anida, when she is ava, and therefore we have to be machmir in all the cases. As we mentioned in the Hakdama to the Masechta, there are chumras for nida, there are chumras for zava. Nida, when she's anida, 7 days. She has to wait 7 days, while zava only has to wait 1 day. But if she's a Zava Gadola, 3 days in a row, then she'll have to wait Shivan Akiyim and then bring a carbon. While Anita has no carbon, and she only has to, but she has to wait 7 days, but only do a Hefzatara at the end. So remember, on a Daraisa level, there are differences between the two, concepts, as we will have a lot, Bez Hashem later in the Masechta, in the second half of the Masechta as well. Good. So, says the Gemara, it says the word sandal in many areas of Halacha. So once we're talking about sandal in terms of tuma vitara, in terms of leda, so let's talk about sandal in other contexts as well. Sandal, that's not gabi bechoros. Sandal that it talks about in Maseches Bechoros, that it says, Rashi quotes the Mishnah on top, hamapela sandal haba acharav. If a woman has a sandal, so then the baby that comes after the sandal, bechor lanachla, still gets a double portion. That baby is considered a bechor for nachla, vein bechor lekohen, but that baby is not called a bechor for pidyon abed. As we mentioned recently, different areas of halacha have different requirements. So lamai hilchasa. So what is that teaching me? So 1 second, my hilchasa is teaching me that halacha. So what do you mean my hilchasa? Rashi kasalka daitach lavo acharav l'sof shana l'sof shnatayim kamayri. We think that the Mishnah is telling me habachra means a year or two later. A year or two later, but a sandal is always born with another baby anyway. So l'may nafkamina that it's loved for a year later. We already know that for the other baby that's born with the sandal. Right? V'lamali sandal v'alo below sandal patar vlad debehadei esaba acharav. There's always another viable baby with it. So that's why the Gemara has to explicate lavo acharav. No, we're talking about the one that comes right now, that's born with the sandal. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Lavo acharav, b'chor l'rach, l'vei b'chor l'kohen. That other one that's born with the sandal is a b'chor l'nachla, is a firstborn for a double portion of a lo b'chor l'kohen. So that's the chiddush. Good. Number one. B'chor, we mentioned in the past, is also a machlokes, Rambam and the Ramban, whether the double portion for a b'chor is a separate mitzvah. Rambam has one mitzvah of nachla. And Nachla has all the dinim of Yerusha. If you look in the Sefer Achinuch in, I think it's in Mitzvah Tuf, right? At Parshas Pinchas, it has all the details of the halachas of Yerusha, and the Chinuch always follows the Rambam. And we know that's one of the details is that a Bechor Abbas get a double portion. The Rabban counts it as a separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvah, you see what the lumdus behind that is. Why would that? It sounds like a detail. Sounds like a detail. Isn't Bechor, it's learned that from another Pasuk. Rather, Pasuk is Beferish, but it sounds like just a reality of if you have a Bechor, if you have this, but not more than that. But that's the Machlokes of the Rambam and the Ramban. I'll just read you the Sefer Chinuch in Parshas Pinchas. Yes, Mitzvah Tuf, Mitzvah number 400, Dine Nachlos. Men, they might read it from the Chinuch. Shedisavida b'dine Nachlos, Klamar, Shemitzvah aleinu la'asos v'ladun b'nye Nachlos, Shedana Torah aleha. Shever ki ishki amus v'enein lo, v'avadam v'zach l'aso l'bito, v'chulu, and all of the details are discussed. If you look at the end, if I remember, the Chinuch counts it. Yeah, the Chinuch says, v'haramban gizal kasav, the Ramban, in the losa says that the Rambam, he says that forgot. It's a losa say, not an assay. But the losa say, he said, the losa say, an iser of being mavir from a bechor. Ki a Rambam chiser v'malkam zesh shtei mitzvahs, two mitzvahs, achar mitzvahs assay, v'achar mitzvahs losa say. V'shtein b'bechor, sh'adam mitzuvah l'hakir ha-bechor, b'matas pishnayim lo, the zosi mitzvahs asay al haav shalachashav osar ramam zal b'minyano ukemochin musar alam mehavir b'chora mimenu. Sometimes, again, this might be one of the examples. Sometimes the Rambam will argue on the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs and say he should count this, he should count that, not this, not that. But then, when we have the Ramban's own edition, we know we have the Ramban's mitzvah sheshachach aleim arav in the ases and the los ases. It doesn't always line up. Even if he says this should be a mitzvah and this shouldn't be a mitzvah, he does it always. So was he chozer bo? Unclear. But here, the Rabban definitely counts the los asay of, in mitzvah yud beis, but the chiddush points out that machlok is that detail. But again, the Rambam counts, the mitzvah of nachalas as many do. Again, one of the few mitzvahs that a person might do only after they die. You know, when is somebody mekayim the mitzvah? Or is it just a mitzvah to make sure that you don't ruin it? Right? Sometimes you have mitzvahs of not doing something. The mitzvah of Shabbason on Shabbos is to not do malacha. Mitzvah of Shabbason. Right? Sometimes you have a lo saseh that the mitzvah is not to do something either. Or, well, the mitzvah is to do something and make sure you don't stay passive. Lo sam al adam reyecha. But again, this, the mitzvah of nachlas might be to not be mavir. Right? And therefore to allow the mitzvah to take place. But the chinuch says, if you remember, the chinuch says that this mitzvah is about, believing in the, in another world. That's part of what we believe by Nachla. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this Nachla to stay within the family, and even if it's in, if it doesn't stay in the Morish, but it goes to the Yoresh, and that's a connection of Neshamos, and the Chinuch talks about the message behind it. But again, that's what the first line in the Gemara, that Sandal is important for Yerusha and for Pidyon HaBen. Number one. Number two. Sandal, the son got me creases, lamai hilchosah. What about sandal in Mesechas creases? That's the first parak, or the Dav Zayin of a base, right? Rashi quotes it regarding the chiv of the carbon. Lamai hilchosah. So again, what's the question? Lamai hilchosah? The sandal always born with another baby. So a woman's chayiv, the carbonus of Leda for the other baby. So what's the chiddush? What's the addition of sandal? Shem tele vad derech dofan v'sandal derech rechem, the maisi carbon of sandal. Because if the other baby came out cesarean, so there, she does not chayiv, right? Karbanos Yoledes and the Dini Tumah Betara only if it's Derech Rechem. But the Sandal born Derech Rechem, the Chiddush of that Mishnah is that you have to be assumed that the Sandal was a baby, and Maisi Karban, Sandal. And, you bring, the Karban for the Sandal. Rabbi Shimon Amar Yotzi Derech Dofen Davad Ma'al Yehu Michael Amemar. Rabbi Shimon says even the Caesarian will bring Karbanos. So according to him, what's the Chiddush of the Sandal line? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, the following unusual case. Shim Teleid Vlad Vyoso Vedes Kochavim. The Sandal Achash in his Gaira. She's in the middle of labor or she's in the middle of converting. So, how does that happen? How does that happen? So the Aruch Haner says maybe she's in the river about to be Toveles, and one of the babies come out. So that's, in that case, so she's not going to bring a carbon for the viable baby, which she had when she was a Goya. Again, machlokas we have in Yevamis about whether she's a Goya's Mekayim Puravu, if, with children born before the conversion. But this is about Tumas Leita. So if she has a baby, she has a Vlad when she's a Goy, and a Sandal La'achar Shedis Gaira Demaisa Karban Asandal. Right? She still brings a Karban, Asandal, and maybe that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Good. Of that halacha of Sandal. I have Yevamis also, please. Amru Rabbanan Kamedra of Papa. Rabbanan say, Umi Yisnu Lahani Shinuye. Is that possible? So is that going to happen? Vatanya, didn't we learn Kshein Yotzin and Yotzin Lakruchin? When the sandal and its twin sibling go out, they go out embraced with each other. So if they're embraced with each other, how could there be even a second of moment in between for her to go to the mikvah, for her to be toveles? Again, the Gemara's not asking about, oh, it's such a far-fetched, unusual case. The Gemara's saying, it's impossible. It's impossible. If they always come out kruchin, then there's never going to be a moment that she can be tovelis in between. So the Gemara answers, Amar of Papa, Shma mina, michrach karach le vlad le sandal, apalge. How are they, this sandal case, how do they go out? They go out embraced, but the sandal's head is, well, Mikra, so let's say the word first. They're enwrapped with each other. Mikra le vlad le sandal, apalge, to half of the the developed ones, the Vlads, the Bar Kayama's head is next to the chest of the sandal. The sandal is higher up. U'mishalchif le klape reshe. And it's holding onto it klape reshe. So therefore, one of them still could come out first. Even though they're karuch, even they are embracing with each other, therefore they could still come out, together. The Ritva, by the way, says, if the head of the sandal is always higher, right, the developed one's chest is next to the, developed one's head is next to the chest of the sandal. Didn't we have earlier that the sandal's face is crushed? And we're figuring out about Tsuras Panim. So, but here we're saying that the head is going to be higher. So the Ritva says, maybe when it was inside, they were fighting with each other. And at that time, the face got crushed. And when they came out, this is how they come out. This is how the biological way that they come out. But it could be that they got crushed earlier. The Ritva's trying to just put it together with yesterday's daf. Good. So this is how they come out, and therefore, says the Gemara, Gabe Bechoros. So this is how they're embraced. So now let's go back to the two nafkaminas. Now we're talking about Gabe Bechoros. So by the case of Bechoros, so we're trying to figure out Nachla, if the one baby come out first, Koshi Yatsu Derach Rashehem, the Sandal Kadam Menafik, right? What happened? They came out head first. And therefore, who came out first? The sandal came out first. So therefore, if the sandal came out first, the one after that is not a peter rechem. And therefore, there's no mitzvah opinion on ben for the other one. But it is a bechor l'nachla. Why? Because as the Gemara said elsewhere, nachla goes by, is this a son that the father will mourn in the usual way? Libo dove alav. And here, the sandal, the father is not going to mourn because it was never a viable baby in the same way. And therefore, the second one is a bechor l'nachla, even though not a bechor le-kohen. So that's derech Rashi and the sandal of anafim. Pekabe krisus, and anafim committed by krisus is the opposite. Shiyotze derech margoloseim. If they go out feet first, and therefore the viable one is going to go out first. The vlad, kadim anafik, the vlad, the one that's viable came out and came out first. And that's the nafkaminev one was what came out before, and as we said before, she was a miskayeres in the middle, and therefore it could be a it could have an afkamina. Good, stop there for a moment. Pidyon ben, interesting. Also, we mentioned something about bechor of Yerusha, but just to mention a har about pidyon ben. Also, interesting machlokas we shown him about pidyon ben. When exactly is the chiyah for pidyon ben? This is a machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos in Baba Kama in the first parak seems to have a machlokas. Tosfos is of the opinion that really the mitzvah is only after 30 days, gzeiras hakasev. Even if you know the baby would be viable, you don't only wait for 30 days because you don't want to know that the baby's going to be viable, but you have to wait there because Tosfos lashon is gzeiras hakasev, and therefore that's it. He argues on Rashi. Rashi seems to say that you only have to wait till 30 days because choshesh, maybe it's a nefel. Mashma from Rashi, Tos was there, the Rashba there, Daf Yud Aleph, Daf Yud Beis, I think it's Daf, I don't remember, says Tos and the Rashba interpret Rashi as being mashma, that if you know for sure that the baby is a kolu lo shnosav, and it's a viable baby, so then the mitzvah could be even beforehand. It's like even beforehand. So that's the machlokas there. Interesting machlokas, the parallel machlokas of the first parak of Baba Basra on Daf Hey. Whether there is any type of conceptual chiyuv of pidyon ben before 30 days. The Gemara there talks about the chazaka of ein adam pareya betoch zmano. Whether there's a chazaka that people don't pay within the time that they have to pay. That's a machlokas between Abaye and Rava and Reish Lakish there in Baba Kama. So the Gemara there, Tosas there brings up, and the Rishonim, what about Pidgin HaBen? Pidgin HaBen, we assume, the Mishnah says in Bechoros, and Daf Mem Tes, that Becheskas, if the father dies before 30 days, we assume he did not pay Pidgin HaBen. Becheskas Shalon Asan. Becheskas Shalon Asan. So the Rishonim there discuss, why ain't Adam Pareya Patoch Zmano? But what about according to the opinions that of Adam Pareya Patoch Zmano? Maybe Pidgin HaBen is different. Why is it different? Interesting, different formulations of the Rishonim. Is it different because people don't pay a chiyuv that they know might not ever come? Even if you say if people pay Patoch Zmano, but the baby might die before 30 days. So is that why they're not going to pay? Or is it, no, people aren't going to be a chiyuv that is totally not mechuyuv yet. By a loan, maybe it exists right now, it's just I don't have to pay it yet. By Pidyon HaBen, maybe it doesn't even exist now before 30 days. So that machlokas can be parallel to the machlokas in Baba Kama. Again, it relates to the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, is it right away with a tznai? If you look at Tosfos there, he seems to have both formulations of Safek and Chiyuv, but either way, that's an important lumdish discussion in Pidyon HaBen. Good. Let's continue. We can speak about Gerus a little bit too. Let's wait a little bit, but I have one thought regarding Yerusha, one thought regarding Pidyon HaBen. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about Gerus, but first let's try to get up to the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. So what's the nafkamina in these cases where they came out holding each other, but one came out before the other one, and the difference was whether they came out head first or feet first? Rafuna bar tachlifa mishpei derava amar filu tema mitzum tzamin. Even if they came out exactly next to each other. Ve'efach shmaitza. And flip the memros, Rashi, Vevach Shmaitza, Memra Durav Papa, D'Amar B'Bechoros, Yotu Derech Rashi, and no, the opposite, by Bechoros, and Afkamina is where they came out feet first, and by Krisus is where they came out head first, meaning, Gabi Bechoros, Yotu Derech Magaloseyem, by Bechoros, maybe it came out, they came out feet first, and therefore what? Came out feet first, but they're both embracing. So if they both came out at the same time, so Vlad ispechusa sarech velo nafik, says the Gemara, a Vlad that has life will be a little tougher to get out. It's grabbing on and it wants to stay in the uterus and therefore inside the womb, and therefore sarcoma and other is not going to come out, and therefore the sandal is going to come out first anyway. Sandal, the less lechiyusa shark v'nafik, but a sandal that has no chiyus, just slide out. Just slide out, that's what we assume, that the sandal will come out first, if it's coming out feet first, because the hands, so to speak, are still inside. Gabi krisus, she has the ark l'sheyem, but by krisus, the opposite, they came out head first, and a vlad is bechiyusa, and let's say they both came out at the same time, head first. But a vlad that has chiyus in it, midanafik reshi, habi leita. The head is significant for a viable vlad, and therefore when its head comes out, that's already considered born. Sandal adenafik rube. But a sandal, because it's not a viable baby, the head has no more significance than the rest of the body. And therefore you have to wait till rove, so then you treat it halachically that the vlad came out before the sandal. Tosas and the other Rishonim point out that we don't paskin this way in the other Gemara. The Gemara talks about in Bechara's Daf Mem Vav that when it comes to a nafel, we don't say that, oh, just because it's not going to be viable, we say that the head doesn't have significance. That's not the maskana there. So the Rishonim are machalik, maybe there's a difference between a nafel and a sandal. A sandal might not have any significance to the rosh, even though a nafel would. A nafel might have a significance to the head. So it could be a difference, the maskana, the Rishonim asked. The Archon Air also discusses here the case that was suggested about the woman in the river and about to convert before and after. So the Archon Air says, is there an issue of chatzisa? Now one baby is out, one baby is on its way out. Couldn't that be a problem of chatzitza? You need ro'i l'bias mayim. Is this ro'i l'bias mayim? Says the Aruch Laner. Ve'en l'hakshosh, or is that ma she'chotzeitz b'isha, chotzeitz b'tfilas ger? Ve'echtoa l'tfila, hari avlad chotzeitz b'tzfas harechem. Ve'efila b'pruzer chotzeitz. Right? Isn't it a problem? Ve'esh lomar, kivet sharak miyatu she'chotzeitz, umida raisa rak ruba ha'makbin chotzeitz. It's only drabanan. We know the rules of chatzitza. How do you get a chatzitza daraisa? Ruba umakpin. That's to cover most of the body, and the person has to not want it there all the time. Durabanan, it's either or. Right? Durabanan, either or. Ruba or makpid. And the minhag, as the Shulchan Aruch quotes, is to try to remove even a miyut she'eno makpid. That's the three different levels of the din daraisa, the durabanan, and the minhag. And that's why we always mention when this comes up that whenever there's a shaila afterwards about a tefillah, the question is, did it violate, was it against the minhag or was it against the din? If we could get it to be only against the minhag, so then that's much more makel and for sure everything's fine. If it's against the din, most of the time, you know, tefillahs aren't, we're not talking about rubo. Unless there's machlokas Rambam Gaonim about, do you consider hair separate than the rest of the body? So then sometimes rubo could come up. If most of the hair is in knots, which also is unusual, but that could be a hechi timsi, where unless somebody is baked, caked over with mud on most of their body, which usually is not the case. But either way, that's what the Aruch Laner here says. Because he's only talking about a drabanan, v'lachein giyores himen ha-Torah, v'chayeves lavi karban ha-sandal, avol be'emes v'drabanan, tzvi chatvila cheres v'shum chatzitza. In a chinami, one might say also that if it's all the way inside, that's called beis ha-starim. And if it's beis ha-starim, then there's no issues of chatzitza and beis ha-starim, depending on where the baby is inside. Okay, fine. Let's continue. Says the next Mishnah, Shilya Babayis, Habayis Tameh. If there is an afterbirth in the house, Shilya Babayis, the house is Tameh, because we assume that there's Tumas Mace there. Why? Losha Shilya Vlad, not that the afterbirth is itself a Vlad, Elashain Shilya below Vlad. And we assume there is no Shilya without a Vlad. We had a Machlokas earlier on Daf Yud Ches. Is this a rove or is this Kilu Kol? That there is never. Is it a majority? Rashi seems to say there is rove. Tosfos there back on Daf Yud Ches seems to say it's like kimat, no miyut there. So that's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer Nimuk Avlad Shelo Yatzer. Rabbi Shimon says you're right. There was a vlad, but it could be that it disintegrated before it came out, and therefore the house is not vaday tamei. Rashi adds in here, Vinis Vinasedam, maybe it totally disintegrated before it came out, it became blood. Vinis Arev Vidam Haleda, Ubatel Barov. It was this Arev Vidam, and it was Batel Barov, and therefore the house is not Tameh. Ask the Achronim. So Rashi explains here Rabbi Shimon as Bitel Barov. There is a Mordechai. There's a Mordechai in Chulin that is much discussed. The Mordechai discusses there, has a rule about Bitel Barov. He's talking about a Gemara in Yevamos, a Mishnah in Yevamos about Yevama doing chalitza, about if there's blood in the saliva, is it does it still count? So the Gemara there is mashma that if dam would be mevatel roke. So hachanami neimachi. Why don't you say it? So he comes up with a yisod there that bittul is only when the two items were nikar before they got mixed up. If you have Isser and Heter, and then there's a mix-up, then the Isser can be Nisbatel b'Heter. But if they were Nolad b'Taroves, so then says the Mordechai, in the end of Yevamos, that we would not say Bittel. Leka l'meimer Bittel b'Rov el b'davar sh'ya nikar b'fnei atzmo t'chilo v'yachar kach nisari v'el b'davar sh'ya t'chilas bi'aso l'olam me'urav kegon b'vavakama b'Yevamos leka l'meimer d'Bittel. There's no Bittel there. Okay, that's what he talks about. He relates that to the blood and the saliva. But he asked the Achronim, so here, how is there bittul? Rav Shimon says Nimok is bittul of the vlad. So you have to say that it was nikar inside beforehand. It was nikar. Rav Shimon would say, if you assume that the everybody holds like this, you have to say it's nikar iser before then, and just when we came out, it was not nikar anymore. But it was nikar in some conceptual moment. This is also this chilik of the Mordechai we've quoted in the past from the Tosfos in Temur and Daf Lamed, where Tosfos wonders, why don't you say Breira by every case of a mixture? Tosfos there discusses, Lamed Amad Aleph. It says, Yeshla Tamua, right? Dehacha Mashma. If you have an Issim Ura B'Hatar, you just take out one of the mixture. Yeah, this is the Usser one, and you say Breira, and Iglai Milsad, everything else is Mutter. So every case of Bittel, why don't you just take one out and say, that was the Usser one, and everything else is Mutter. So Tosfos there says, that Klal Gadol B'Din Zeh, Devadai, Kaldover is the kind of the opposite, but it's the same yisod. You don't say Breira if it was Nikar HaIsr beforehand, and then it fell in. Right? Then you say Bittel. It's exactly the opposite side of the coin. You don't say Breira if Nikar HaIsr beforehand. There you say Bittel. If it was not Nikar HaIsr beforehand, then you don't say Bittel, but then you can say Breira if it was never Nikar HaIsr beforehand. Avalhani taruvos and beheter ki aitzer lohay mavura called them taruvoso ulachara taruvos no lada iser asam chinan abreira. So that Mordechai in Chulin and Tosfos in Temura. Mordechai, if you want to look it up in Chulin, it's at the end. Tafshin lamed tes. Tafshin lamed ches lamed tes towards the end. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, Shilya Tchilas Adom Alachut Shel Arit. How do you know what the Shilya looks like? The stibberth, it's similar, it's skinny at one end and fat at the other end. Like a Chut Shel Arev, the sofa domel katormis. Then it gets wider like a termis, a type of seed, a bean. The chalula kachatzotros, it's hollow. The ain Shilya p'chusim itafaras v'alitza tefach. Long. It's like the kirkab on the inside of a chicken. Shatakin yotzin mimera. Again, that's the shape. Tanya, Raboshi is the ira de minchavre. Chamisha shirin tefach. There are five items in halacha that are a tefach. The Elohein, Shilya, as we just said, shofar, shidra, dofen, sukkah, the ezov. Let's talk about each one of these. Shilya de amran. So we just said that. This is one of those shask Amudim now. Shofar de Tanya. Kamayev shir shofar. How long must the shofar be? Pirsha shuming amliel kadeshiach zenu biyado, vieroya lakan lakan. So that you could hold it and see the shofar from either side. And therefore, people, it could be visible. It could be visible. The Ritva here discusses. Different people have different size hands. So does a larger person need a larger shofar? If your Baal Tokeya is a big guy, right? Do you need larger? So the Ritva discusses that here, whether you would say that. The Ritva says, Vim Tomar, Amai Lok Tani Tefach. Veishum de Imkain, Havamina da Filu Leben Batiach. Right, that's mentioned in Mesechas Kalim. Sagi Vitefach Benoni, Kamashwanda, Kol Afishihu Adam, says the Ritva. This Ritva is quoted by the Bir Halacha. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Sukkah quotes this Ritva, and he says that's not what we usually assume, that you need a bigger shofar for a bigger-handed Baal Tokeya. Tof Kuf Pei Vav. Tof Kuf Pei Vav Siftes. The Bir Halacha here, the Shulchan Aruch talks about the shear of a shofar, if it was cracked, how much do you need left? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Dida, he says, Dimei Rosh Besugyin Mavur Shashir Ze Eino Limi Durabanan. Right, it's a Durabanan, so people shouldn't think that you're just making noise out of your hands. if you can't see the shofar. Achein midivrei ha-tosfos sukkah muchach l'sfirli d'shir tefach u'min ha-torah. Shari amru d'lochashem ha-pelas rak shirah d'araisa. V'chein u'mashmas lashon rashi. V'da'o d'afta l'rashi shirah d'tefach u'min d'rabbanu mikomachom gam l'didetz rak shirah min ha-torah k'deshi efshel l'tkoa. You need some shir d'araisa. That's why a shofar of anir and idachas is not allowed, because kedusim ech l'shiure. And then he says, vida at the end. Da after the kuliyam la didana shihu kadeshi yochzena biyodav yerlakan, viyera elakan lakan, afal pikein, lafia muva, betur, buran, misharina, and rak, ba adam, beinoni. You go by an average person. The af adam godol, shashir dalad gudol, and shalahu yoser mitefach, viyim king shalayak kesher biyodol yerlakan lakan. If you have a very large person, you won't see the shofar. Afal pikein, lotzorach yoser mishir tefach beinoni. Achein loke das haritva. Says not like the Ritva in Mesechas Nida on our daf. El da tana nokar by my health if you shear adam benoni. The Ritva says it says here in adam benoni, but really by a big guy you might need more. Says the Bir Lacha, we don't have to be machmer that way. Vidachinami adam godlos rach shover leheros lekan lekan ayin sham. Look at that Ritva, but we say you go by the tefach size. Good. So you have the shear tefach by shilya and by shofar. Tefach shidra mahi. What's shidra? Talking about the spine of the lulav. Dari parnacham Rabbi Yochanan shidra shalulav. So actually, yotzim and ahadas tefach. The shidra of the lulav has to be higher than the hadasim a tefach. The Rishonim discuss. Does this mean higher than the minimum size of hadasim, or from the actual size of hadasim? L'chadchila, we try to have it as the higher than the actual size of hadasim. That's discussed in Taf Reish Nun in Hilchas Sukkah. Dofen Sukkah. A lot of shiur when it comes to Sukkah. Dofen Sukkah. The Tanya Shdaim Gilchas and Shlishis Avila Tefach. As we know, Dofen Sukkah, the third wall, only has to be a tefach long. Ezov. Ditani Revchia, what's Ezov referring to? We know, Revchia said, Ezov Tefach. Interesting, Ezov, we need an Ezov, a hisap, by three halachas. The Rambam only quotes it by two out of three. That's a question the Mefarshim deal with. We need it but when a Mitzorah becomes Tahar, we need an Ezov. You burn an Ezov when you burn the Paraduma, you throw an Ezov in, and when you sprinkle from the Mei Chatos of the Paraduma onto a person, you use an Ezov to help sprinkle. Those are three. The Rambam quotes it by the first two. So the Mefarshim discuss it. So Ezov, the Tanya Rabbi Chiya, Ezov Tefach, Am Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Dereish Shila, Shkfar Tamarta, Tzlas Masnisa, Vatarti Shmaitza, Shira Tefach. Three Masnisa, that means Tanoim statements, and two Amoraim statements, are Shira Tefach. So out of the five that we said, three and two. Says the Gemara, Tarti Chadahi, there's only one from the Amoraim. Right, only Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Abaya, Ema Amar Rabbi Chiya, Ezov Tefach. Change Rabbi Chiya. Don't say Tini Rabbi Chiya, say Amar Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya was on the border between the Tanaim and the Amoraim. And therefore, was he saying it as a Braisa or as a separate statement? So that's what we changed. Interesting line in the Rashi. Rashi in the last two skinny lines. Rabbi Chiya, Tana Va'amorahu. Rabbi Chiya was Tana and an Amora, meaning one or the other, on the border. Ve'echad Amar minafshei, b'lashon meimra, havishmaitza. Right, where he would say it himself, or he would say it in the form of a braisa. So that's why, how we work it out, it's two and three. Ve'su leka, ask the Gemara, these are the only halachas, these five with tefach? There are many halachas with the tefach. And Tosfos and the Tosfos of Rashi, he asks, there are many more halachas that the Gemara doesn't quote. Tefach comes up all the time. So the Gemara quotes a few, but the Rishonim here discussed there are many more. There are many more that the Gemara doesn't even quote. Vesu leka v'ika tefach al tefach arum tefach. We know what is the shear of an ohel regarding Tumah V'Tahara. So if you have a tefach al tefach arum tefach, the size of a tefach with the height of a tefach, meruba, square, meaning it can't be half a tefach by two tefachim. Maybe it's a tumah v'chotzis b'vei tumah. So you see tefach. So the Gemara says tefach kamrinan, tefach al tefach lo kamrinan. The list was only about where one tefach is involved, not a cube. Tefach al tefach al tefach. V'yoika. So what about the following halacha from the Mishnah in Kalim? Evan ayosim in atanur tefach in Evan. If an oven, we know an oven could become tameh. Sometimes they had a shelf next to the oven of that stuck out, let's say to put a pot on. So when is that considered just an extension of the oven and it's tummy if the oven becomes tummy? When is it very long? And this is very distant, even though it's attached, it's not considered part of the oven. So the Mishnah says, within a tefach, the first tefach of the handle, so to speak, next to the oven, will go by the oven. And if the oven becomes tummy, mitocho, because it's a kli chares, so the arm, so to speak, is going to become tamei also. Hayos minatanu netavach, minakira, shalosh etzbos chibur. You know, tanur and kira are two different ovens. So you see, tanur is tefach too. Ki kamrina necha debatsi mitefach lo chasi. No, the list of tefach is, of those five, is only when less than a tefach is not going to be good. It has to be a tefach and not less. Here, it's exactly the opposite. If it's less than a tafach, then it's even closer to the tanur, and for sure it's considered part of the tanur. So it's in the opposite direction, and therefore it's different. The yad tanur hu, the Chashuki Chemed, just the one for the day, here discusses, talking about handles. He says, there was a son-in-law who was told by his father-in-law, his new father-in-law, go take all these kelim to be tovel them for me. So he goes to the mikveh, he tovels all of them, and he gets back, and somebody points out to him the halacha that he did not know, that if you have a kli that requires tevila, even if the handles do not require tevila, but you have to tovel them. Let's say there's a plastic handle on a metal spoon. So you have to tovel it. You have to tovel even the handle. That's halach in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Tefilas Kelim, right? Kuf Chav Tez Vav. No? Yud Beis. Tzarech Lahatpil Yideakli. You have to be tovel the handles. So the case is he didn't. So the question is, oh, now he's all embarrassed. He doesn't want his father-in-law to think he's an Am Aretz. What do you do? So he says, and he found in the name of the Chassam Sofer that Bidieved, you don't have to be tovel the handles, or you don't make a bracha if you're just toveling because of the handles. So Rav Zilberstein says he asked his father-in-law Rav Yashiv about it. Rav Yashiv says we don't pass like the Chassam Sofer at all. You can't be tovel mechanev even b'shas atchak. You just have to be tovel them again. So he's a little stuck here. So his father-in-law is going to be embarrassed. Is going to be not think of him so wisely. So Rav Zilberstein said, oh, an Eitz Tova. I told him that, you know what, tell your father-in-law that you forgot to tovel one, and you don't remember which one you forgot to tovel. So you're just going to do it all again. And in that way, you know, you'll show you're a, you know something. Okay, whatever. Anyway, says the, but that's about Yad Tanur, and the handles, you can have a shiur about different areas of halacha regarding handles. Vaiter, v'yaika tanure banos, tefach. There are little ovens that children play with, that the shiur is also a tefach. For Tuma, the Tanya, is it really the Tzan? As the Mishnah says there in Kalim again, Tanur, Tchilasu Arba, a Tanur to be Makabal Tuma, it has to start off being for Tzvachim. Vishir Avdal, Adivere Meir, Meir says, and also it's only still Makabal Tuma if it's for Tzvachim. Vachacham, Momer, Mamedra, Momer, Begadol. No, when do you say it has to still be for if it started out being bigger? But by a small little oven, so even a kolshu, v'shiar berubo, and it just has to have most of it left in order to still be makabel tuma. So Gemara says, rove of a kolshu, that's nothing. V'kama kolshu, amar b'yanai tefach, shkenos in tanure benos tefach. So you see, tefach is a shear by little ovens that kids play with. Plukta lo kamairi. No, that's subject to machlokas. So the list of five earlier are ones that don't have machlokas. So Gemara says, Hashad asas lahachi, if that's true, then go back. Hanami pluktahi. So go back to the oven one, that's also under machlokas. And that's why it wouldn't be on the list. Tani Seifa, Rabbi Yehuda, Lamar Tefach, Alamanatana, Lakoso. Rabbi Yehuda chimes in there and says, it's only a yad if it's between it and the wall. Good. V'yekim misgeres tefach. What about the misgeres on the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash? Right, isn't that also a tefach? So therefore, again, isn't another tefach and halacha? B'deksiv an lo kamairi. If it's written in the Torah, that's not on the list, right? The chiddush of these five is that it's not written in the Torah. V'ika kapores tefach. The kapores, the thickness of the kapores on the aron is a tefach, and that's not mafurish in the Torah. B'kachim lo kamairi. Okay, we're not talking about kachim. Talking about outside of the world of kachim. V'ika daya lo karashi rechava tefach. What about by a mavui to be machshir or an alleyway in order to carry in it midra banan? Right, we say as long as the korah, the border crosses, is wide enough to be a tefach. Midra banan lo kamairi. We're talking about din daraisa, not din darabanan. So daraises that are not explicitly written in the Torah. Ela b'teksivam v'lo mafarshi shirayu. That's what we're talking about here. Din daraisa that are mentioned in the Torah, but the shear is not mentioned in the Torah. Those are the five, and it's not under machlokas. So the very limited list that was given back on Amid Aleph. Good. Chilukim between Darabanan and Daraisas is again a fascinating discussion we've touched on in the past. Some assume that Isurei Daraisa are Isurei chefsa, while Yisurei Durabanan are Yisurei Gavra. That is a popular view amongst Achronim. The Meshech Chachma assumes this way in Parsha Shoftim, based on the Nesivus, and others. But not ever all agree. There's a Ritva in Mesech HaZadaram that seems to say, even Yisurei Darais are Yisurei Gavra, focused on the person. Even that whole discussion, what is an Isur Chefsa, what is an Isur Gavra? It's a beautiful Avnei Nezer. We assume Chefsa Gavra is it focused on the object, or is it focused on the person? Is it about there's something inherently abhorrent about these atoms of the object, or the person can't do this? The Avnei Nezer says it's focused on the ruchnius reality of the item, or the ruchnius reality of the person. That's his formulation. Avnei Nezer in Simen Lamed Zayin, in the first chelik, in Hilchos Brachos, Simen Lamed Zayin, he says, what's the difference? He quotes the Ritva in Shavuos. Oh, he still quotes it from Shavuos. L'chor yipala lomar on nevelu v'shkat v'rmatzim she'ina misur chefsa. A neve, he says, all these Yisurei Daraisa are Yisurei Gavra. What, nevela, shkatzim, and rmatzim? He says, v'nir ali, ki Yisurei hana'a, yeah, I'm sorry, Yisurei Gavra, nomar al maisa asher pogim b'ma'alas ha'adam. Yisurei Gavra means it's pogim in my milos. That could even be shkatzim and ramasim. It's pogim on the milos ha'adam. Ki lefi milos Yisrael ein avelos u'shkatzim ruyim lahem. It's Yisurei Gavra. Avonana mehektish ozar she'achal truma hu lehefech. She'miskari v'aldavar shu'la mala mi'madrig oso. Ki ech yikrav zar al truma v'hedyo. The ruchnius is in the chefsa. Because that's Yisurei Gavra, Yisurei chefsa. Where's the ruchnius? In the chefsa or in the Gavra. That's the Avnei Nezer. He said in front of Rav Kahana, the first 3 days, if you have a vlad, and then something else comes out, so do we say this is all connected to what came out beforehand, or this is a new baby? Right, that's the Shaila. So, Rav Yehuda Marav says, within 3 days, we're told it. Nothing new. After that, you have to be choshesh. Maybe it's a new vlad. Amar lei. And there's a question here in the Rishonim. Who's talking to who? We're not going to go into it now, but Rashi, the Ritva, others, who's talking to who? But Amar lei, mi Amar Rav Hachi, did Rav really say this? V'yamar Rav, ein avlad misakev achar chaver klum. Didn't Rav say that what comes out after a vlad, it has to be right away. There's never any break. So Ishtik, he was quiet. So that part I think is clear, right? That part is clear. Did Rav really say this? That was Rav Kahana answered, and he was quiet. So now the Amar Lei is questionable. Did he now come up with something or not? Amar Lei, Dilma Kamba Nefel Kamba Ben Kayama. Maybe there's a difference. By a Nefel, Rav would agree that the second one can be delayed. Only by a Bar Kayama, it has to be right away. Amar Lei, Adamar L'Shmaitze De Rav, Beferish Amar Rav Hachi. You're explaining, Rav? Rav said that. He pila nefel va'achar kach he pila shilya. So yeah, if the first one's a nefel, then Rav agrees there could be a delay. Koshlo shayamim tolan as a shilya bavlad. Mikan ve'ele choshen lavlad acher. After that, it'd be choshesh. Yol, but by a bar kayama v'achar kach he pila shilya. I feel mikan v'asar yamim choshen lavlad acher. You're never choshesh because it is a bar kayama. So yes, Rav made that chiluk about how long you have to be choshesh for. A little bit more. Shmuel, the Talmid of Rav, Rav Yehuda, Havayasvi. Shmuel, the Talmid of Rav and Rav Yehuda were all sitting. Chalaf Azar of Yosef, Breder, Menashe, Midvil, Apayu. One of the other rabbis ran in front of them. Bali Vasi went very quickly in front of them. Very quickly. And the Narshal on the back says, maybe he did it in a way that was not so mechubad. Not so mechubad. He ran, he didn't even say shalom. Omar, Asi la Omar. So he says, Asi la Gavra, Dramina, Le Begila, Techitza. So one of them said that, Shmuel said that this is a person who you throw straw at them, Umir Miyamatke, and he gets pushed aside. It means you ask him a kasha, he can't even answer it. So, Ada Achiyasa, meanwhile, he came. Amarle Shmuel, my Amarav Shilya, and he said, "Nu, what does Rav say about Shilya? Amarle Hafi Amarav, he told us a Shilya. Ella Bedavar Shel Kayama, you only told a Shilya by a Davar Shel Kayama. What does that mean? So again, this is we'll have to start with this line tomorrow by this line Amarle, because it's going to get into the next sugya. So let's stop here by Amarle, and then Beit Hashem we will continue. Again, keep in mind, remember Beit Hashem the." Trying to, after the big Siyum Beit Hashem on January 1st, but January 2nd, that Thursday night in, Young Israel of West Hempstead, we're trying to have like a shear / Siyum of those, the listeners in, Chutz La'aretz, those who could come. We'd love to, have a get together. And then the following week, we hope Beit Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, probably the Thursday night after that, to have one in Eretz Yisrael. We'll announce the details for that as well. Okay, we'll stop here.